Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Hey, this is Joel Schell from Sons of Rick, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi, follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
I was about a 7 when I first started having violin lessons. 1 minute she was fine, the next she started throwing her violins across the room.
It's true to you. She teaches all the girls to sing. It's true to you. She teaches the violin, but when the girls turns into pretty, pretty machine, by the eyes and cry. La 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 la.
Welsh psychedelic indie rock wizards, Gorky Zygotic Monkey, favourites of, you know, the magazines like Pitchfork and such, who were active around the 90s and up to about 2006 when they split up. I had to play a little bit of them tonight on the show because it is 8 p.m. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Sunday 8 p.m, which means it's time for the Yellow Brick Road. CFRC's home of British and Irish music, bringing you the best in the new stuff, the classics, all the music news happening in the UK and Ireland. My name is Rue, I'm your host for the next hour and a half, and like I said, you know, one of the greats of Welsh music from Carmarthen was this band, Gorky Zygotic Monkey. If you are a regular listener to this show, you will also know that they're one of my favourite bands, and this is a song called Miss Trudy off an album they put out now 30 years ago in 1995 called Bwyd Time, or basically Food Time, Eating Time. It's a classic one of their albums, and I do recommend going and listening to it. You'll have to find it on YouTube and such from fans. But what a great album it is. What a band they were. Their singer, Eros Childs, is still kind of making music on his own. He's going on tour, as are a few other members of the band. But what we're listening to right now in the background as well is a song called I'm Well Where Agura Khod, which is another instrumental song on the album. But of course, we've got so much incredible stuff that's been happening in music lately that we do have to talk about all of that. New releases this week, you know, in sort of classic news, Cast have signed a new label deal, and I think they've got a new single out. They're obviously currently on tour supporting Oasis. Former members of the incredible Liverpool band The Lars, who had that perfect album, and the song There She Goes. Well, they've been busy on tour. We've had new singles from The Last Dinner Party. They've announced their much-awaited second album. Panic Shack's debut album is out. Masterpiece, friend of this show, who's been, you know, busy gracing the biggest stages in the world with artists like Franz Ferdinand and AJ Tracy, he's back with his own single. We've had big shows in the last couple of weeks, barring, of course, Oasis, which we have been talking about. There's also been the final Black Sabbath Fair Farewell show, Back to the Beginning. There's been an incredible Fontaine's DC headline show. So much to talk about, so where do we begin? I think we're going to start with a bit of Wet Leg on this week's show. They've had their new album Moisturizer that just came out last week, and I want to play us a song called 1121, which is a pretty significant song for the band and everything, sort of about basically a love song, a wonderful love song. And I'm going to play as the Tiny Desk version of this particular song. So you can find them on wetleg.bandcamp.com. And then I've got some new music from Kay Tempest. His new album, self-titled, has just come out a couple of weeks ago. And he performed at Glastonbury. And I'm going to play us one of the songs that he did perform called Diagnoses. And this album is such an album of self-discovery and really just like, you know, tying up some loose ends. It is, I think, one of the Icons is going to be a beacon for in like the queer music canon, in the transgender music canon, and there's just so many powerful songs on it. And you know, Kay is so clear-headed in how he presents his work that you should go check it out. I'm going to send you over to kaetempest.com, and we're going to listen to Diagnoses, but first Wet Leg. This is 1121.
Me and you and our diagnoses. Perfect match in a bag of explosives. Capture the day in a toxic ocean. Nothing wrong with us, it's the world that's broken. Two tokens short of the roller coaster. Ancient conditions. Solutions. In the old days, they'd be doing ablutions. I'd be a prophet, you'd be a seer, you'd be a healer. I'd be a freak run away with the circus. And we'd meet after work for a barrel of beer. Me and you and our diagnoses all cozied up, but it's hard to focus. Me and you and our trauma flashbacks, relaxing at home with a Horlicks backpack stuff. And my dysphoria, your dyspraxia, off exploring. Panic attacks to get the heart rate up, it's good cardiovascular. We'll get back to you after a short psychotic episode. If I even leave the house, I'll forget to close the door. I'll forget what I went out for and come back with a random object or four. Quetiapine, lamotrigine, fluoxetine, you wash it down with Listerine. I've never felt so at home since methylphenidate and testosterone. See PTSD, ADHD, OCD and PMDD. Anxious attachment, TBI is the world of sick, baby, we're alright. See PTSD, ADHD, anxiety, bipolar, addiction, neurodivergence. I'd be more worried if we weren't disturbed. We got our own alphabet, big bunch of letters between you and I. It's the right response to a world gone wrong, and we're getting on just fine. Me and you and our diagnoses, out for a wonder is coffee and oat milk, the closer the roast, the meat, the more you want it, cause you came from nothing, and you're out for the summer, yeah. We go hard, but it's softly, softly. We're so scarred, but it's not a problem. There's a lot of good reasons to stop what we're doing, but my disassociation means I've forgotten, yeah. Overwhelmed and overdiagnosed and overexposed, I suppose. With all these letters we're dragging around, it's lucky I turned that MBE down. We just take it day by day. Staying doesn't mean you never wanna run away. It means you whether it's pleasure every minute or a bit of hard graft digging whole fast. See PTSD, ADHD, OCD and PMDD. Anxious attachment, TBI is the world that's sick, baby, we're alright. See PTSD, ADHD, anxiety, bipolar, addiction, neurodivergence. I'd be more worried if we were disturbed. Be more worried if we weren't disturbed.
Tempest Diagnoses, performed live at Glastonbury Festival. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Yellow Brick Road on CFRC Radio. And I just wanted to play us this version specifically because I love the way when Kay performed this live, he had like a whole backing choir. And it just added so much to the song that I thought we could listen to that version. And then also in pulling a couple of other live-ish versions, I played us a version of 1121, a new song by Wet Leg on their new album, Moisturizer, but from their NPR Tiny Desk performance, because I just loved how stripped back and intimate it is, and it really just lets the music and the vocals shine, as is the case on a lot of the album. So do go check that out. That's just come out. We're gonna play some new music from a Manchester-based band called Calva Louise. Incredible, like hardcore, almost metal band, but they really blend all these different genres. So, you know, I think the best I can call them is hard rock alternative. But they're a multilingual rock band, members from all over the world, out of the three of them. They have a fourth album that's just come out last week called Edge of the Abyss. And they've produced it, or co-produced it, with the Australian electronic group Pendulum's Gareth McGrillen. So this promises to, you know, lend this glitzy electro touch to the band's riffs and chugging. And as a matter of fact, if you want a small sample of what it sounds like, what we're playing as the bed music right now is a remix of the Prodigy's Voodoo People, but remixed by Pendulum. So you get a sort of idea of what that's gonna sound like. I've listened to parts of the album, haven't got around to listening to the whole thing yet, but I really like what I've heard. So I'm gonna play us a song from it that I've quite enjoyed called Aimless. And you can find them on their Bandcamp page, calvalouise.bandcamp.com. Then I've got some music from a band called The Jacques, They're a London Bristol four piece that I found, I think a couple of weeks ago. They had a song out when I found them called Dead Man's Garden, which was my single of the week. I was so into it. Unfortunately, I think we lost that particular show's file thanks to technical errors, but you should go listen to it. It's just psychedelic, indie stuff, interesting riffs, good writing going on there. They've got an album called Make Repetition that's coming out on the 5th of September, and I really look forward to hearing it. Thankfully for us, they have another new single out called All the Other Sinners, which is also just like really good indie rock songwriting, very psychedelic, where their last track to me felt kind of Beatles psychedelic. This one feels a bit more Stone Roses psychedelic, but without getting pigeonholed into the kind of jangle pop genre. It's really, really good. You should check them out at The Jacques World, the JACQUES world.bandcamp.com. They've been on tour supporting Public Image Limited lately, and you know, we're looking forward to the album, so I'm going to play us that particular song, All the Other Sinners. And then Joy Crooks has a new album. Her second album's coming out on the 19th of September called Juniper, and she's got a new single called Perfect Crime. It's just a lovely, lovely song, but look at the themes of it. It's written about that scary bit of time, she says, just before you need to go back into the dating world and you need to bite the bullet and dive into something. It's kind of like my version of a mantra or doing some positive affirmations in the mirror. The song is basically giving myself a pep talk. The album that she's got coming out, Juniper, it's about, you know, positivity without irony, written in the middle of a mental health crisis. So find her at joycrooks.com. This is Calva Louise with Aimless.
I don't believe your speech. I don't believe. the door. Last time the bullet hit before my coma stroll. You stripped my guard down, man, I can't believe. God forbid I choose my wants over my needs, but I wanna tear into another love. I wanna dare myself to crash into us. Think I was scared to take more than a touch. I'm a bad, bad loser. I'ma stay close to you. You don't even know me, do you? I'm a killer, I'm a killer, I'm a killer. I'm a killer, I'm a killer, I'm a killer. Bang, bang, on fingers in the mirror. I won't get caught this time. Commit the perfect crime. I'm gonna mix love into sex and suffer no side effects. I pour myself into you. Still keep a glass of me too. I get away with it. I get away with it. Talking about me after I die. I wanna tear into another love. I wanna dare myself to crash into us. Think I was scared to take more than a touch. I'm a bad, bad loser. I'ma stay close to you. You don't even know me, do you? I'm a killer, I'm a killer, I'm a killer.
Joy Crooks with her song Perfect Crime. We've been listening to some incredible new releases on The Yellow Brick Road, so thanks for joining me. I'm here with you until 9:30 p.m. for the next hour, basically. And we heard some incredible music from Calvin Lewis, who have a new album called Edge of the Abyss. This song was called Aimless. I love how easily it straddles like metal and alternative softer sounds as well. That's great. You can go and listen to the full album. We also had some music from The Jacques, a song called All the Other Sinners, which I love. In any other week, this would have been my single of the week, but there is a song this week that you've got to be listening to, so hang on there. Just hang on with me. We're going to listen to some more great music, though, before we get to that single of the week. I have a new album from Gweno, who I haven't really played for a little while, but she has an album out called Utopia. And if you don't know her, she is an incredible breakthrough synth-pop musician, post-punk musician, and she's been making music for the last 10 years in her native languages of Welsh and Cornish. And her last album, 2022's Trezor, was nominated for the Mercury Prize, and I think is the only Cornish language album to have ever done that. So she's kind of single-handedly been revitalizing, modernizing the musical canon in the Cornish language. And with her fourth album, Utopia, she's releasing her first ever predominantly English language album. And where this comes from is kind of, you have to go back into Gweno's personal history, where when she was a teenager, well before she was a musician, she was an Irish dancer, and she was in a production. She was picked up for a dance production by Michael Flatley called Lord of the Dance. And this took her out to Las Vegas, where the shows were happening. And so she was with this troupe of maybe 40 or so other dancers, other teenagers. And the thing with Las Vegas is that if you're too young for the casinos, and if you're away from the kind of downtown area, it's quite isolating and really lonely. So a bunch of these teens just basically started going to this nightclub called Utopia, and that was their life for about 2 years. And that's where the title of the album comes from, Utopia. And it's kind of talking about that time in her life and all those experiences. And because it was North America and everything, she felt that, you know, those thoughts that she was having at the time couldn't really be translated and put across in the same way. So we got Gweno's first English language album as her fourth album. It's similarly, you know, wonderfully psychedelic and synth pop, but there are parts of it that are a lot more stripped back to very stripped down, like traditional instruments. There are a lot more harps and guitars and pianos on there, and you can find the album at gweno.bandcamp.com, G-W-E-N-N-O. I'm going to play us the title track, Utopia. And then we've got some music from Jen and the Degenerates, who are a Liverpool-based band, and this is the first new single that they've released since their album that came out last year, which was called Anti-Fun Propaganda, and has a great single on it called Girls that you've got to go listen to. It's just so much fun. I'm going to play us this new track, which is called Wahoo, and it kind of sort of sounds like being overwhelmed, having social anxiety and stuff. So we're going to play that, and you can find them on Bandcamp at gensdegenerates.bandcamp.com. Then Welsh indie alternative band Cyn Cwsg have released their debut EP. It's called Perdi yn yr Haul, or DK in the Sun in Welsh, and it also has that wonderful Gorky's kind of touch to it. So if you like the first song of this show, you're going to enjoy this too. And the song that I'm going to be playing us, they got a guest vocalist on it as well, the Welsh singer Mared. It's called Gecko. You can find them. I'll spell their name for you. It's C-Y-N Cyn C-W-S-G Cyn Cwsg. First year's Gweno with Utopia.
Utopia, Utopia. Pinterest into arm translucent, moved walls and pair of pies. I save pictures of the outside. Green places, green food and drinks. I cut my hair into the sink. It's alright. I'm just not coming out.
Like a gecko in disguise. Do you get the feeling too? A feeling not so cool as the first time, third time. But I hope it's not the last. Achos fai, a dwi'n ddaidd y tri. A ffar y cwy yn canu yr ymhen o'n feddwl amdani hi.
With a brand new song of theirs called Gecko, that's on their latest EP, the debut EP called Perdi en yr Hael or DK in the Sun. And I think you can find them on SoundCloud and such, but also on streaming services, so do go check them out. Also has some music from Jen and the Degenerates, the brand new song called Wahoo. It is quite a breakdown in a catchy indie rock song, isn't it? And then Gweno's new album Utopia has come out, so we played the title track. Do go check that out as well. Folks, I've been saying it has been a busy couple of weeks in music. Now, we were talking about the Oasis shows a couple of weeks ago, of course, when they had their first show in Cardiff, the beginning of the reunion tour and everything. But that weekend, incredibly, it was not the only and probably not even the biggest musical news or event happening in the UK that weekend, because just a stone's throw away in the city of Birmingham, there was the final ever Black Sabbath show happening, coming, you know, this tour coming to an end. It was almost this one-day festival called Back to the Beginning, Ozzy Osbourne's farewell as he basically retires from music to focus on his health. He's been dealing with Parkinson's, and it was just this big emotional moment, you know, so many of guitar music and rock and metal's greatest came to pay their respects and would join him, and you know, lots of incredible guest appearances and collaborations and everything. It was a big emotional moment and an incredible show. And what was also so incredible is that all the proceeds from that show are going to be donated to charity, particularly a charity focusing on Parkinson's. So that's like Ozzy giving back, just as one of the pioneers of British metal, right? And like, it was the original lineup of Black Sabbath getting together and performing one last time. And there is also going to be a concert film of this coming out, I don't really know when, but later on. And then further away in London, it was almost, you know, as one tour comes to an end, another band's career really begins and takes off. Fontaines DC, you know, they booked these shows last summer and we'd all been looking forward to them, but it was the first of their huge outdoor shows in London at Finsbury Park, a sold-out show playing to 45,000 people outdoors. I heard that it was an incredible show. The set list looks absolutely incredible. The band were on top form. I've seen nothing but praise for this. And friend of the show, Brett, who was with us in like November on the show, November, December, he was at the show, and what a show, what a gig, so much fun. What an incredible crowd as well, and a great lineup. Artists like Bean Stella, Blondshell, Cardinals, Amel and the Sniffers, Kneecap, who Grian actually joined to perform their song Better Way to Live. Fontaines are not only, you know, showing themselves here as one of the biggest and most exciting new artists in the world, but they're also great curators and just showing, you know, everybody present there what the new world of music has to offer. And you know, it's incredible that, you know, the way this also was such an important show in a weekend of really important shows. And I think the contrast with some of those shows, and you know, the Oasis shows in particular happening on the same weekend, just really showed the way Fontaines have been taking it forward. You know, they make a habit of bringing together escapism and realism in their music, finding power in the music. You know, they regularly use their platform to speak out about injustices of all sorts. It's in their music, songs like I Love You and all of that, talking about you know, life in their town and everything that they see around them. And Grian Chatton, their singer, also wore a t-shirt with Sinead O'Connor's face on it. And this show was almost 2 years to the day that she tragically committed suicide 2 Julys ago. You know, just carrying her legacy forward, her fierce spirit, her activism, her outspokenness, and of course her trailblazing music. You know, Fontaines really picking up the baton and moving forward and becoming the face of the current music scene. And I'm sure when we look back on this period of music, Fontaines will be one of the first bands that we think of. They came back with an incredible set list spanning their discography, brought back some classics from their debut album Dogrel, like Hurricane Laughter and Liberty Bell, along with cuts from the new album that are just going to make you cry, like Motorcycle Boy, Hoarseness is the Warpness, all the hits from the album. And they're repeating this through the summer. Played a show in Newcastle, but they're also going to be doing another show in Manchester coming up soon, and then Belfast. So I'm going to throw it back to an old song that hasn't been played in a little while. From Dogrel, I'm going to play us Liberty Bell. You can find them at fontainesdc.bandcamp.com. And then, folks, speaking of new music, our single of the week is here. This is the song that I've been really excited to play you this week. It's from a London trio called Big Fear, who we've played on the show before. Their debut EP, Career Day, just came out. This is the last song to be released from the EP called Money. I love it. It's just a beautiful song. It's darker in its kind of sound than the last singles that we played, Beautiful Hands. There's a bit of garbage on, like, the band Garbage towards the end of the song as well. So I've really enjoyed that. You can find them at bigfear.bandcamp.com. And then Nilfayanya's new EP Dancing Shoes come out, and this is just such an earworm, lovely new track on it called Neil that I'm going to be playing for us. If you like what you hear, Nilfa is coming back to North America. She's playing two nights at History, the 13th to 15th of September. You can find all of this at nilfayanya.com. Let's start off with a bit of a throwback. This is Fontaine's DC Liberty Bell here on CFRC Radio.
You know I love that violence that you get around here. Ready, steady violence. That violent, how do you do? And the lawyer went a steady wife sleep in a phone booth. He's just very, very tired of having that same old boring conversation. Just like me, just like you. Man is on a nod, yeah. What you gonna do about it? You know I love that violence that you get around here. That kind of ready, steady violence. That violent, the lawyer went and steady white sleep in a phone booth. He's just very, very tired of having that same old boring conversation. Just like me, just like you. Man is on the notch, yeah. What you gonna do about it? Is it easy just to try it? Is it the same old lie? Well, is it liberating just to be so fine? Happens all the time. You know I love that violence that you gallow when the car wind blows down. News of the marriage of the socialist money to another one's land. And I put one where it refuse to stand, yeah. He's just bearing a gill and it's coming from the back row, side row. Even try row. Nice man if you knew him well. I heard he on a place called the Liberty Bell, yeah. Well, is it easy? I think I'll try it. Cause it's the same old lie. I find it liberating just to be so fine. Happens all the time. Come on.
as in like kneeling down, not as in a name. We also heard some music from Big Fear, new song called Money on their latest EP that's just come out, and that's our single of the week because what a great song it is. We also had some music from Fontaine's DC, Liberty Bell on the show because of course, you know, that London Finsbury Park show, 45,000 people, sold out show. What an incredible moment for the band and really just cementing them as one of the big artists of our time, really. It also just reminds me because the sort of idea for these shows, in my opinion at least, came from Sam Fender playing a similar Finsbury Park show a couple of years ago, and Fontaine's DC were a part of that, and I think they also shouted him out when they played this version, when they played a version of this show in Newcastle the following week. So we just love to see our smaller bands get to the point where they basically are the conversation in music. It's really incredible. But we are going to move forward and play some more our breakthrough artists that have been doing incredible stuff. I've got some music from a band called Monster Florence, who are from Colchester. They've released 3 albums since 2018, and they really just blend different genres together. They've got a new EP coming out in September called Petty Cash, and they say a currency for the careless. Petty Cash captures the thrill of fleeting pleasures. The EP moves through the highs and lows of excess and aftermath. It's the sound of nights that blur together, moments that slip through your fingers, and the echoes that they leave behind. We've got a new single from it called Toothskin, and the EP is out on the 19th of September. You can find it at monsterflorenceband.bandcamp.com. And then we're going to play some music from Koji Radical. He is back at last. It's been a few years since his debut album came out, but he's finally announced his second album. It's called Don't Look Down, coming out also on the 19th of September. And I've been following him on Instagram for a little while, and I've been loving his series of kind of reels that he's been doing called Random Thoughts. He just kind of goes through random thoughts of the day, and he is, you know, very articulate, also very funny. But I'm glad that he's back to his music. He had a really funny little teaser kind of talking about just kind of playing on how he hasn't really been putting out music for a while, which I think is a little harsh because he has been busy, you know. He was at Glastonbury Festival this year performing with Ezra Collective because he was on their Mercury winning album that won the Mercury Prize last year. So it's not that he hasn't been busy, but he's back with his solo stuff. You can find him at Koji, spelled Kojey, kojiradical.online. The new album is called, like I said, Don't Look Down. The latest single, the first single of the album we've got, is Conversations. It is a real delight, and you can also, you know, go watch the incredible music video for it. So I'm going to be playing us that. Then we've got some music from Web Moms. It's a pretty self-explanatory song. It's called Call It What It Is. It's a political song. Web Moms, if you don't remember, we played them a few weeks ago because they